2 hours later saw me strolling into the park, wearing my school blazer, white blouse, school tie, gray pleated skirt, white knee socks, and black shoes. I pondered with the idea of not wearing any knickers, but decided that because most guys got turned on when they felt you through your knickers, I'd wear some. 10 minutes later, I was lying down on the grass, innocently drinking my cola and watching the toilet block about 30 feet away from me. From where I was, I could see both entrances to the toilets, and also a good way up and down the path to see if there was anyone coming along it. For the first half an hour, nothing happened. Only people walking along the path with their dogs. Then I saw this man strolling along and quickly turning towards the toilets. Nothing strange there, I thought, until he came out a few seconds later and promptly went into the ladies' entrance. I waited with bated breath for a few minutes for him to come out, but he didn't appear. So I got up, slowly walked to the women's entrance and went inside, half expecting to bump into him on his way out. But I didn't. Rounding the corner and entering the main part of the toilets, I saw that there were 4 stalls opposite the wash basins, but only one with its door closed. So I walked over to the one next to it and went inside, closing the door behind me and making sure I slid the door locking bolt over it so it just only held the door closed. As I sat down and undid my blouse to play with my budding tits and slid up my skirt so I could play with my clitty, I noticed there was a hole in the dividing partition. Being so young and naive, I fully expected that anyone who was interested would come through the partly locked door. I didn't give another thought to the hole. It was only when I heard some light scuffling from the stall next to mine, and I didn't see any shadows or feet appearing under my door, and I did catch a glimpse of some movement through the hole in the partition. "He's watching me," I thought. "Let's see what happens if he sees my cunt." Keeping my eyes partly closed, I moved the crotch of my white cotton knickers to one side, so my cunt was now totally exposed. Then I slowly started wanking myself as I secretly kept watching the hole in the partition. There, I definitely saw some movement. Feeling more and more horny at the thought of a perfect stranger looking at me wanking my naked cunt, I lifted my ass off the toilet seat and slid one leg out of my knickers before spreading my knees wide apart and letting my knickers loosely hang from one of them. This must have given the guy a good view of my cunt, and the thought of it made me go even further. I slowly slid one finger inside myself and laid back, finger-fucking myself while secretly watching the hole in the wall. I wasn't ready for what happened next. An erect cock slowly appeared in the hole and then slowly moved back and forth. I instantly knew what he wanted, so I sat up on the seat and then got up and squatted down in front of the erect cock. I slowly leaned forward and opened my mouth wide, me taking the purple knob end into my mouth before clamping my lips tightly around the shaft, as I'd done so many times before with my mom watching. Then I slowly bobbed my head back and forth, my lips trailing down his shaft each time I drew back, his foreskin sliding back as I slid down his shaft once more. I fully expected a mouthful of cum at any minute, and was surprised and somewhat disappointed when the guy pulled his cock out of my mouth. My disappointment was only short-lived, however, because a moment later the door to my stall was suddenly pushed open and the guy quickly moved inside, closing and securely locking the door behind him. "Hi, you don't mind me coming in with you?" he asked in a hushed voice, his erect cock jutting up and out of his open fly.
"No," I replied. "It's better, because it means we haven't got that wall between us."
"Good," he smiled. "God, you sure look sexy in that school uniform. I couldn't believe it when I looked through the glory hole and saw you in it with your skirt up."
"Like this, you mean?" I asked in a hushed voice. I lifted the front of my skirt up high, so he got a good view of my cunt.
"Yeah," he breathed, and then dropped to one knee on the floor, his finger sliding all the way up my cunt. So you're not a virgin then?"
"I didn't think you could be."
"After you've been fucked," I replied brazenly. "How about a fuck now then?" he asked me. "And maybe a blowjob after?"
I'd like that, I smiled, backing up and lying back in the toilet seat with my legs spread wide. Is he all right?
No, he'll be too low, he replied. Let me sit on the seat, and then you face me and straddle me, and then sit back down on my cock.
We switched positions, and I then straddled his thighs before slowly lowering myself slightly so he could just rub his knob end up and down my gash to lubricate it with my juices. And only then did I slowly lower myself down onto his rigid cock.
Oh, yeah, he gasped as my cunt lips stretched over his knob end and slid down his shaft until his knob end pushed hard up against my cervix. That feels fucking great.
I can only fit half of it in, I told him in a whisper, so be really gentle with me.
You do the shagging, then you'll be able to do it as gently as you want, he said.
I took his advice and started raising and lowering myself down, impaling myself on his cock each time it slid inside me. It was fantastic for a few minutes, but me repeatedly lifting myself up and down soon tired my legs, so I asked him if we could find another position.
Sure. Why don't you bend over the toilet seat, spread your legs, and I'll fuck you doggy style, he asked. Then I can hold on to your waist and easily fuck you.
Ooh, I've never tried it that way, I told him, as I lifted myself off his cock and quickly assumed the position he'd suggested. As soon as I spread my legs wide, he threw my pleated skirt up onto my back, took hold of my waist, and sank all the way into me, him then reaching under me and cupping my budding tits in his hands. Christ, what a feeling. I felt completely stuffed and full of cock. Oh, that's nice, I told him as he repeatedly banged his erect cock into me and made me rock forward. You're the dog, and I'm your bitch. I like being a bitch. As he slid in and out of my tight cunt, his knob end butted up against my cervix, I could feel that beautiful feeling of an orgasm building deep inside my belly.
Oh, yes, fuck me, I begged him quietly. Fuck me and make me come.
Just as my orgasm burst, I felt him come deep inside me, filling my cunt up to overflowing, so his thick spunk trailed down the insides of my legs. He was gasping for breath and intermittently stabbing his spurting cock into my cunt as I rode out my orgasm, him finally stopping and lying over my back.
If you give me a minute, I'll be ready for you to suck me off, he gasped.
Mmm, was all I could manage to reply as I felt him softening slightly. Then I felt his cock sliding out of my cunt as his cum poured out of me, splattering onto the floor and splashing my legs.
Don't worry about that, girlie, he told me when he saw my concern for the wasted cum between my feet. I've got plenty left to spurt down your throat.
Christ, I'd hope so, because I wanted a good mouthful of thick and creamy cum, and seeing that massive load on the floor nearly broke my bloody heart. So I stood up and turned around before quickly sucking his cum-coated cock into my mouth. This had the immediate effect of making his cock jerk, and I could feel it literally pumping up in my mouth and getting hard again as I sucked the cum off of it. This time, I want you to just sit there with your mouth wide open as I toss myself off into it, he told me. Is that okay? I pulled off his cock and nodded my head as he wrapped his own fist around his cock and started to toss himself off.
Quick. Put your tongue on the underside of my knob end, he gasped a few moments later. I'm nearly there, and I want to see my cum spurting onto it.
I did as he asked, another thick and heavy load of spunk suddenly spurting from his cock, but this time right into my mouth.
Now open wide so I can see my cum, and then swallow it.
He breathed heavily as he stopped spurting and laid his knob end on my bottom lip. Again, I did as he asked, gulping down the large load of cum in my mouth before opening my mouth wide again for him to look inside. "See? All gone," I smiled.
"Christ, I wish it were my kid," he smiled. "You'd get fucked every day."
"I'd like that," I smiled back at him. "And then I'd suck you clean."
By then, he'd pulled up his pants and was peering through the partly open door. "Here, for giving me such a good time," he smiled as he pushed something into my hand.
I opened my hand as he walked through the door to find a 10-pound note inside. It was years later, when I was recalling some of my past fucks, that I realized I'd actually prostituted myself in the toilets that day. But that moment, in the time, all I could think about was what I could spend the money on and how good it felt to have been fucked doggy style. A style I use so often now, in more ways than one. I waited for a half an hour in the stall and only moved out to sit in the sun and the grass outside when I got pins and needles in my legs.
"Well, at least you found one place where you can go and meet guys for a good fucking," I said to myself. "Perhaps it'll get more busy in the evenings."
I found out later that it did. An hour went by with nobody else coming into the toilets, so I set off home to meet Mom when she got home from work.
"Hi, Linda.
You in?" Mom called as she came through the door.
"Yeah, Mom. Just coming downstairs,"
I called back from the bathroom. "I've got some news for you and want to know what you think," Mom said as I walked into the kitchen.
"Oh, what's that then, Mom?" I replied.
"Remember John, the first guy I brought round that you sucked off? He rang me today with some information and wants to know how you'd feel about it," she began. "He was round at his friend's house the other night on the computer, and they were idly browsing through some sex sites on the web. As they went through the long list, a picture of a young girl came up on the screen, and she was sucking a guy's cock. John told his mate that he'd been talking to someone else the week before, and they'd done that with a young girl, and that she lived locally. He didn't tell his mate it was himself that had been sucked off, in case his mate didn't like the idea. So he made up this other guy, and said it was him instead. His mate then asked him if he could get John in touch with this other guy, and let the guy know that he knew of a group of guys that would be very interested in meeting this young girl."
"How do you mean,
interested?" I asked. "They'd like her to meet up with them," she replied, "for a talk."
"Oh, what about?"
I asked innocently. "Apparently, John's friend with the computer knows this group of guys that like to fuck young girls. They all get together at a secret place every month or so, and they have a young girl there to fuck with. John's mate says they pay very good money for the services of the girl because of what they're doing is against the law. You see, it's illegal for you to fuck anyone until you're 16, but there are guys out there that love to have sex with young girls. And because young girls that'll let them fuck them are so scarce, they're willing to pay lots of money for her doing it."
"You mean I'm not supposed to fuck with anyone until I'm 16?
I asked her.
"Christ, that's another 6 years. I couldn't wait another 6 years, Mom."
"I know that, darling. You're not supposed to. I'm not saying you're not going to. That's why I'm telling you about these guys that John's friend knows of. You could let them fuck you in secret and get paid for it. And you'd still be able to get fucked by the guys I bring home, or any guys you met on your own."
"So I'd go to a secret place and be fucked by these guys and get paid for it?" I asked.
"That's about the idea of it," Mom smiled. "So what should I tell John? Should I ring him and tell him you're interested? And that you'd like some more details about what you'd be expected to do? Or shall I ring him and say, no thanks?"
7 years, I mused. "Ring him and say,
okay." She immediately dialed John's phone number on her mobile and told him what we'd agreed and hung up. He's going to ring them now and get straight back to me, she informed me. I then told her about all my experiences with the guy in the park toilets, and she made us a coffee before starting on our tea. Just be careful, Linda, she warned me. I don't think you'd get in any trouble with these guys that go in there, because I know a lot of them, and they're okay. But just keep an eye out for the police. And if they do ever catch you, you must swear the guy they caught you with didn't touch you. Understand? I may only be 10, but I'm not daft, Mum, I smiled. Why should I drop a guy in it when he's doing me a favor? Good girl, Mum smiled. But remember, they never even touched you. Don't worry, Mum. I know who are my friends, and it's not the police, I replied. Just then her mobile rang. She talked for a few seconds and then hung up. That was John. He's had a word with one of the guys, and he's on his way around right now to tell us more about it, she explained. 20 minutes later, John knocked on the door. Mum made him a coffee, and we all went into the lounge for him to tell us what would happen if I agreed to go see the guys. Right, Fiona. I've spoken to one of the guys and told him that you want to know the details, he started. These are the headlines, and I'll answer any questions you may have afterwards. Okay. They'd give you a ring and suggest an evening, and then send a car to pick you up. Once you got going, they'd have to blindfold you so you didn't know the address, in case anything happened. You would be paid in advance and kept very comfortable in another room for the evening whilst Linda was fucking with the guys. At the end of the evening, you'd both be blindfolded again and driven home. So let's have your questions. How much do we get? Mum asked. It depends on how many guys there are on that particular evening, he replied. Each guy will pay you £50. And how many are there usually? She asked. Usually 6, maybe 7, he replied. And each evening lasts from 7 p.m. till about 10 or 10:30. And she'd be completely safe? Mum asked. Of course. Girls like Linda are extremely difficult to get, and they'd want her to go back over and over again. So there's no fear of anything happening, because the girl would simply refuse to go back, and very soon they'd have no girls to fuck, he replied. And this is where I tell you about something I've managed to wrangle with them. I told them I'd ask you if you wanted to go along to fuck with them, as well as Linda. And that way you'd be with her all the time and could see that she wasn't being harmed in any way. And for that, they'd pay you £50 as well. I must admit, I'd sooner be there with her. And I'd get a good fucking as well, she grinned. So what do you think, Linda? All those guys wanting to fuck me? I'd love to go, Mum, I replied with a grin. There's one more thing they told me to tell you. They want a nude photo of you and Linda together, so they can see what they're getting, John added. No way, John, Mum said. That would be hard evidence if anything happened. And I wouldn't want a nude photo of me and Linda being passed around. They can have a fully clothed photo of us together and use their imaginations instead. I can see what you mean. I'll tell them and I'm sure they'll understand. So what happens now? She asked. Well, I'll take a couple Polaroids of you and Linda and give them to the guys with your phone number. And then they'll be in touch. In the meantime, you and me can go upstairs for a quick shag if you want. He laughed. You bugger off, she grinned. We're going to have a meal. John then took a couple snaps of me and Mum together, drank his coffee, and left me and Mum to have our tea. Are you sure you're okay with this thing, with these guys, Linda? Mum asked me after we finished our tea. You can still change your mind if you want to. No, Mum. I'm quite looking forward to being the center of attention to 6 guys, I grinned. And we could use the money. That's true, she replied thoughtfully. Well, we'll give it a try. And if we don't like it, we needn't go there again. It was 2 days later when the phone rung and Mum answered it. It's those guys, Mum told me. They want to know for free Saturday evening. I quickly nodded, and a delicious tingling feeling instantly running through my guts. 7 o'clock? That's okay. We will.
See you then, she told them.
What did they say? I asked as soon as she put the phone down. They're coming for us at 7 p.m. on Saturday, and he asked if it was okay if there were 12 guys there, she replied, and then said for us to wear something sexy.
Christ, Mum! With 12 guys at 50 pounds each? That's over 1,000 pounds, I gasped.
And to think I've been giving it away for free all these years, she grinned. Dead on 7 p.m., the doorbell rang and Mum answered it.
Hello. I think you're expecting me? The guy at the door said.
Oh, yes, we are, Mum smiled.
Come on, Linda.
We're going. I followed her out in my school uniform, and we got in the car. The guy handed us a sleep mask apiece and got in beside the driver. Once we put them on, the car started off and we sat back. It seemed ages before we finally arrived and were led into the house, still blindfolded.
You can take those off now, I heard a guy say.
Hello, Fiona.
Linda.
Sorry about the blindfolds, but it's better if you don't know where you are.
We seem to be driving a long time, Mum told him.
1 hour, to be exact, the guy explained. But the driver deliberately drove at different speeds and backtracked several times, so you won't be able to work out where you are going. You could be 5 or 50 miles from your home. Now, if I could take your coats. We'll go and meet the others. I'm Mike, by the way. That isn't my real name, of course, but I'm sure you'll understand why not.
The house was massive. Obviously not one like we live in, and we were taken into a large room that was filled with expensive furniture and paintings.
The rest of us guys will be along in a minute, Mike told us. Feel free to have anything you want to drink. We'll stop halfway through the evening for refreshments as well, so you won't be thirsty or hungry.
Mom poured herself a large drink and gave me a Coca-Cola and ice as we waited for the guys to come in.
Nice place, Linda, Mom said. So they can afford what they're paying us.
The door opened and a middle-aged guy in a dressing gown walked in, followed by a load more, all wearing toweling robes like you'd wear after a bath.
Hello, I'm Freddy, and you must be Fiona, the guy smiled. This will be the star of our show, Linda. Hello, Linda.
About 12 guys and 2 women all sat and stood round with their drinks as Freddy explained what was going to happen.
Welcome, both of you, he started. Now you've both come here tonight to enjoy yourselves, and so have we. Nobody's going to make you do anything you don't want to, and nobody's going to hurt you in any way. Linda, you know why you're here, don't you? And nobody's forced you to come or anything like that, have they?
That's right, I smiled. I do know what's going to happen, and it's okay with me.
And it's okay with you, Fiona? You know exactly why you and Linda are here with us, and it's okay with you as well.
Yes, I know, and it's perfectly okay with me as well, Mum replied.
Good, he replied. Well, that's the formalities over with, so let's mingle and enjoy ourselves. Gentlemen, you may disrobe.
The guys all then either undid the belts of their robes and left them hanging open, or took them off completely, to show me and Mum a variety of cocks, both in sizes and in different states of erection. It was then that I noticed the 2 women also had unfastened their robes, and that they both had large cocks jutting out of them.
Mum,
I whispered urgently to her as she talked to one of the guys and he stroked her nylons.
Mum!
What's the matter, love? She asked as the guy's hand slid up and under her skirt. I pointed urgently, but secretly, to the 2 women.
Oh, it's perfectly all right, my darling, she grinned. It's just 2 guys that like to wear women's clothes and makeup. They're okay, honestly.
I instantly felt better, and also somewhat intrigued.
Hello, Linda,
a guy said to my right,
How about you holding my cock for me and giving it a little suck?
Oh, yes, please, I grinned, immediately taking hold of him and sliding his foreskin back and forth along his shaft. Then I bent forward and sucked his knob end into my mouth as the others gathered round to watch and slowly wank themselves. It was then I felt someone's fingers under my skirt, pushing my knickers to one side, their fingers sliding all the way into me and finger-fucking me. I immediately spread my feet wide apart and wiggled my ass, another finger sliding into me alongside the first. Meanwhile, Mum was busy with a guy. She was squashed up against the wall with this guy nibbling on her tits and humping into her with short, deliberate stabs of his cock. Then I felt my skirt being thrown up over my back and my knickers being pulled down to a gasp of admiration from the guys gathered around me. I was too busy sucking on this massive cock to see who it was, but a moment later, the fingers were pulled from my cunt to be instantly replaced by a hard cock. They then grabbed my skinny hips and fucked their cock deep inside my cunt, the rest of the guys urging him on as he rocked me back and forth with the power of his thrusts into me. It was then that the guy in my mouth pulled his cock out and told me to open wide and swallow his cum as he rapidly tossed himself off, thick jets of creamy spunk spurting directly into my open mouth to the cheers of the guys that gathered around us. I quickly swallowed every drop, just as the guy fucking me gasped that he was about to come. He then reached round underneath me and cupped each of my small tits in each hand before standing both of us upright and leaning right back. This had the effect of lifting my feet completely off the floor by several inches, so I was fully impaled on his spurting cock. The cum oozed and spurted from my cock-stuffed cunt and ran down my legs. Two guys immediately taking hold of my ankles and pulling them apart so they could lick the sticky cum off the inside of my thighs. He quickly let me down before his cock shrank and I fell off of it, and then gave me the most passionate kiss I've ever had. Again, the guys cheered. This was fantastic, and I loved every minute of it, bending over like that with a cock stuck in each end of me, about to come inside me. I managed a quick glance over at my mom and see now that she had another guy fucking into her, she having somehow lost all of her clothes, now being bent over a chair in her bra, suspender belt, and nylons. I was quickly turned over and laid on my back before yet another cock was slid into my dripping cunt and my legs placed over the guy's shoulders, so I was almost bent double. This was a little uncomfortable, and the guy's cock easily filled my shallow cunt. The slight discomfort was dispelled when I saw my mom walking over to me, her fingers pressed tightly over her hairy cunt, and I knew what that meant. If you gentlemen don't mind, I've got a little present for my daughter. Well, it's a second-hand present from two guys, actually. She grinned at everyone. The guy fucking me moved back slightly so my legs weren't folded over so much and slowed his thrusting right down, as my mum straddled my head and squatted down so the back of her hand was only an inch from my face. Then Freddy stepped in and told the guy fucking me to pull out of my cunt for a moment so everyone could see what was about to happen. This he did, and the guys eagerly gathered round as I laid on the carpet with my knees bent and splayed and my mum's cunt hovering over my face. "You ready, my darling?" she asked me, as she looked down at me from between her own splayed nylon-clad thighs.
Ready and waiting, Mum,
I grinned back up at her. The room fell silent as Mum slowly slid her fingers away from her hairy gash and a thick blob of viscous cum slowly oozing out of her cunt from between her puffy cunt lips. I opened my mouth in readiness and watched the thick cum slowly growing in size. The pearly, viscous blob of cum slowly descended from her cock-ravaged cunt and then remained hanging between her cunt and my lips for a few seconds, suspended by a thin thread of cum.
and suddenly fell into my open mouth with a splat. The guys cheered madly as Mom held her cunt lips wide apart and then repeatedly tightened and relaxed her cunt muscles, forcing more and more of the contents of her cunt to ooze from her in sticky strings and land in my mouth for me to swallow.
"Christ, I'd never seen anything as sexy as that," someone said.
"Me neither, me neither."
"Me neither,"
several added. "I thought I'd seen everything," someone else stated,
"but this is a new one on me."
Finally, her cunt was empty, and she lowered herself right down on my mouth so as I could suck her out and clean the rest of her cum from her cunt. And after every two or three fucks, we do the whole thing again, Mum announced. A cheer went round the room as guys realized they were going to see me sucking my mom's cunt out again. As Mum stood up and went over to have her cunt refilled, I was once more bent double as the guy slid into me and quickly came, no doubt the mental pictures of what had just happened running through his mind. As I rolled over onto all fours for my next cock, one of the guys wearing women's undies came up to me and asked if he could be the next one to fuck me. I quickly told her that I'd love to be fucked by her, and she quickly got behind me, slid her hard cock straight into my drooling cunt. "I see that your cunt is filled with cum as well, my dear," she told me as she fucked into me. "Would you like me to suck it out of you before I fuck you?"
"That'd be nice," I told her,
as she pulled out and knelt between my widespread feet, as the other guy that was dressed in undies came over to us.
"Would you like to suck my cock while she slides back inside you?"
she asked. "Then you'd have a spit-roasting of two trannies."
"Excuse me, but what are trannies?"
I asked quietly. "Men like us, who like to wear women's undies and other women's things," she explained. "As it happened, me and Sandy are both bisexuals. We also love the feeling of wearing women's sexy undies. We're both married and fuck our wives while wearing our undies as well. But they both think we're out fucking with each other and don't know anything about us liking to fuck little girls as well."
"Oh, I see. Well, yes, I'd love to be spit roasted by two trannies,"
I smiled. With that, the one between my legs eagerly slurped the cum from my thighs and cunt and then told me to get back on all fours for my spit roasting. A moment later, I had a tranny cock sticking into me at both ends and loving it. As the one fucking me pushed inside me, I could feel her nylons against the back of my thighs, a brand new feeling that really turned me on. So I reached up and caressed the other guy's nylon-clad thighs, only to find it heightened these new sensations. I was now feeling so much so. I could feel an orgasm rapidly building inside my cunt and guts, the first one tonight. As they both timed it right and came together, my orgasm blasted through my body, making it tremble violently as a series of utterly pleasurable waves. As I fought for my breath, I was surprised to see they'd swap ends and were both now fucking into me once again, but this time, each in a different hole. It took 5 minutes of sound fucking for both of them before they came once more. This time, a mini orgasm rippling up and down my body.
"Hey, thanks, you guys,"
I told them as they pulled out of me.
"That was really good."
"Glad you liked it."
"We certainly did," one of them smiled. It was then that Freddy called for refreshments, and we all sat back to clean ourselves up, recover, and chat with some nibbles and a drink. Despite my age, I was told I could have whatever I wanted to drink, so I chose a vodka and coke, which went down very well and made me feel nice and relaxed and more than a bit horny. During the break, we were the center of attention. Mum certainly being so, perhaps because all she was wearing was a bra and matching suspender belt with lace-top nylons and high heels, which gave the guys a chance to chat to her and grope her hairy gash and firm 36B tits. The guys were very nice, and asked me many questions about what I'd done and how long I'd been fucking with guys, things like that. Refreshments over, we got back down to earning our pay, sucking off every cock presented to us, and being fucked by them. Of course, everyone stopped what they were doing to watch the 3 times I stripped everything off and sucked Mom's cunt out, and also when she did it to me. Finally, nobody could come anymore, and everyone had fingered me and Mom until they were satisfied. So after everyone had gathered round to try to toss themselves off on our naked and undeclad bodies, 5 being successful, Freddy called the evening to a halt and declared it a success. He then took Mom to a separate room for about 10 minutes, whilst I sucked on the numerous semi-hard cocks that were presented to me. Unfortunately, none of them were coming in my mouth. Mom came back with Freddy, and we were then led up to a bathroom to shower and clean ourselves up.
"Even if you decide not to take me up on that offer I just made you, Fiona, we certainly want to make use of both your services again," Freddy told us after we'd returned. "Everyone has remarked on how much they've enjoyed tonight and how well you've both performed on your first time."
"Well, we certainly enjoyed it as well," Mom replied. "And I'll have a word with Linda about what you mentioned. I'll let you know when you ring in a day or two."
"That'll do me," he smiled. "Right, if you're ready for home."
We said goodbye to everyone and were led into the hall, where our blindfolds were put on before we were led out to the car. An hour later, we pulled up outside our house, the car drove off into the night.
"Well, did you enjoy yourself, Linda?"
Mom asked me as we sat down with a coffee.
"Oh, yes," I grinned. "I had a fantastic night."
"So did I," she said. "All that cock and a wad of cash as well."
"So what's this word you've got to have with me?" I asked.
She was quiet for a moment and looked into her cup.
"Well, he told me that all the guys had really enjoyed having us, in more ways than one, and that they'd definitely like to have us again and in the near future, if we said it was okay," she began. And then he asked me if we'd like to do something special the next time we went, and not at his.
"And what exactly did he mean by special then?" I asked her.
"Well, this person at this other house has a dog," she explained. "And he was wondering if I'd let the dog fuck me."
"And would you?" I asked again.
"I don't know," she replied.
"Have you been, you know, fucked by a dog before?" I inquired.
Yes, a long time ago," she replied hesitantly.
"Ooh, tell me about it. What was it like?" I replied excitedly.
"It was just before I got married, and a friend asked me to look after her dog for a while she went away on a week's holiday," she began. "Well, to cut a long story short, I went round to her place to find that the dog had peed in the kitchen because I hadn't been round to let him out in a time. So I started to clean it up. I got down on all fours with the mop, and the next thing I knew, he was on my back and trying to mount me."
"Wow. Go on, Mom. What happened next?" I asked impatiently.
"Well, he stabbed his cock at my cunt, but couldn't get into me because my knickers were in the way," she explained.
"And?"
I urged her. "Well, when he finally realized he wasn't getting anywhere, he slid off me and stood there, panting loudly," she told me. "And it was then that my eyes nearly popped out of my head, when I saw this magnificently long and thick purple and red cock jerking up and down between his hind legs. It was spurting loads and loads of watery precum all over the tiled floor. Talk about a girl getting turned on. My cunt was sobbing wet in seconds, and I knew straight away that I wanted him to fuck me. So I quickly locked the door and slid my knickers down my legs to get ready for him. As soon as he saw me doing that, he jumped up at me and wrapped his forepaws around my thigh as he air-fucked my leg.
Seeing how excited he was, it was obvious to me that he must have regularly fucked my friend. And so I reasoned that he'd know what he was doing if I just let him fuck me as well. By now, my cunt juices were literally running down my legs, and I quickly dropped to the floor on my hands and knees. He immediately came up behind me, and once again jumped up on my back, tightly wrapping his forepaws around my waist as he hummed his spurting cock, my juicy gash. Several times, he lunged forward and stabbed his cock into my ass, but immediately pulled out and danced around on his hind legs between my own. Then he found the mark. And as soon as he felt the warmth of my cunt around his cock, he quickly rammed the full length into me, nearly knocking me over in his haste, and with the ferocity of his thrusts. By the time I'd steadied myself, he was all the way inside me, and was fucking me as hard and as fast as he could manage, whilst keeping his entire cock buried deep inside my cunt. I could feel his cock rapidly swelling and growing, longer with every thrust into me. And it was then I felt something else swelling, just inside the entrance of my cunt, and I soon found out that that was his knot. It rapidly grew to the size of a large tomato, and although I tried to pull away and pull it out of me, it was already too late. We were securely knotted. His cock was growing in thickness and length, something I'd never had inside me before. His knot kept growing as well, stretching my cunt more than anything had ever done in the past. It was becoming really uncomfortable. Then he stopped thrusting and simply laid on my back, his massive cock jerking and throbbing strongly inside my cunt, spurting powerful jets of cum deep inside me, till I was completely filled up. And it was being forced past his tightly fitting knot and my cunt walls, so it ran down both my thighs and onto the kitchen floor. Linda, he came so much I was literally kneeling in a large pool of his cum, and he still kept spurting cum into me. It was only when my hands slid into the spreading pool of cum, and I dropped down so my tits were pressing on the floor, that he thrust forward once more and got completely inside me. His knot moved forward to where my cunt could expand more to accommodate its massive size. We both kept still. The uncomfortable feeling inside my guts quickly disappeared. As I knelt there on all fours beneath this massive dog, I could feel every throb and jerk of his cock, every spurt of his cum into me, and my orgasm started to build. I'd never had an orgasm as powerful as that one before or since. My whole body shook uncontrollably with its sheer intensity and ferocity, and my head dropped down to the floor, so my cheek was now lying in the spreading pool of cum. My orgasm was still blasting through my body. It was so powerful. I didn't give a damn about lying in his cum. All I could think about was that magnificent cock jerking and throbbing deep inside me as it spurted its cum inside my cunt. I think I must have blacked out for a short time because the cum that my cheek was lying in had gone cold, and the dog had slipped from my back and was now facing away from me. Still, the magnificent cock was jerking and throbbing deep inside me. And still his colossal knot was firmly wedged in my cunt. About 10 minutes later, he started to grow restless, and I knew he wanted to pull his knot out of me, and the way he was pulling on it. Believe me when I tell you, Linda, he pulled so hard, he literally towed me around that kitchen on my hands and knees by his still tightly wedged knot, as I skidded in a pool of his cum. Yes, I was actually being towed by my cunt up and down the kitchen by that massive cock that was still lodged deep inside me. I became very frightened and knew that if he pulled out of me now, he'd rip my cunt to shreds. So I reached back and took hold of his legs, holding on to them. My fear subsided as I felt his knot slowly growing smaller, but still yet too massive of a size for him to pull out. It was still another 5 minutes before he gave another good tug, and his knot plopped out of my cunt, a flood of thick, creamy cum gashing from my gaping cunt and splattering onto the tiled floor. I was so relieved that I was okay, and so exhausted by the tremendous orgasm, that I simply laid there, on my elbows in his frothy cum, and looked down to see the rest of it gurgling loudly as it drained out of my steaming cunt. "Jesus, I'm wet after listening to that," I gasped as she finished her tale. "Did you let him fuck you again, Mum?" the very next day, and every day after that, until my friend came home from her holidays, she replied with a broad grin. But I learned to keep him lying on my back so I could keep a hold of him until his knot had gone down. Only then did I know he was small enough to pull out of me without hurting me.
Wow, was it that good, Mom? Was it?
I asked. Oh, it was, Linda. It really was, she replied dreamily.